Okay, well, this is your hour now. Your phone calls with our special guest tonight, Dr. Brian Weiss. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. I'll be at the OnStar Studios, by the way, September 22nd, doing a show live like I did last year in Detroit. And then the following Saturday, right after that, we'll have our book signing for Worker in the Light. I don't have the location yet, but I'll pass that on as quickly as I can for you. Brian Weiss, our guest, will take your phone calls. Brian, as we look into the various aspects of what you've done in your career, do you have any regrets at all with anything?
No, I really don't. I really think I made the right choice. There was this time in my life when I had to make this decision of going public or not. I was chairman of the Department of Psychiatry at Mount Sinai Medical Center. I had a lifetime position. I had a house with a big mortgage and two young children. And the decision to go public with this, that was the major one. But my wife and I had come from a place of no money. We really knew it could help a lot of people. We had lost a child, so identifying and understanding people going through grief and how this work seemed to help them when they heard about it or did it, that was the major decision, and I do not regret that at all. It's been a wonderful 26 years since then, and I've met so many people. My life's been very blessed. I still see patients, so I didn't have to give that up, but I think that was the big decision, George. Was it worth that risk? And it turns out, yes, it really was.
Good for you. To the phones we go. Wildcard Line, it's your turn. Good morning. You're on Coast to Coast.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
My question is like threefold in nature. The first parts I can get with pretty quickly, but I would like a follow-up, if I may. My question, Mr. Weiss, is, first of all, I never believed in this until I had a regression, and it fit right into the theme of my life. But my question is there a period of time that you must wait between lives, and is it advisable that you do that, and can you, through anger at the way you died and wanting to come back to get back at the people who did it to you, can you force your way more rapidly back to a body than you need to, and can that be damaging to your soul? And is it? And that's in that interim. Have you ever regressed anybody back to a past life, but stopped over at what they were experiencing in the interim between lives?
Well, those are some very good questions. I work in the in-between life a lot, because when you do a past life regression, often at the end of the life, you have to do a life review. It's very important for the person to integrate the experience. And it turns out that when you do this life review, there are great lessons to learn. What did you learn in that life? What were the lessons? How does it connect to your present life? So from that in-between lifetime state, a lot of important information is gotten. I think it's possible to kind of rush the return. Usually the soul will wait until the timing is right so it can return with the proper relationships, the souls, the karma, all of that, as if a huge computer beyond our understanding can help us with that. But this is the wisdom of the soul. So if you rush it, you cannot damage the soul. The soul's never damaged, but you may be into a situation where you really are kind of in a graduate school with that lesson. For example, if you left with a lot of anger and you come back with anger at the people that harmed you or hurt you in that past life, you have to learn to transform that anger into some sort of understanding, if not compassion or forgiveness, because those are the main lessons. And if you can do that, that's a tremendous advancement for your soul. That would be a tremendous advancement. And sometimes the lifetimes where you can advance the most are the most difficult lifetimes. Some people choose to come back and have a kind of quiet life. It's sort of like treading water, resting to some extent, and that's okay. But you can really advance the most through difficult lifetimes. There's more learning there. So you can't harm your soul. You just have to learn the lessons of forgiveness, understanding, compassion. If you do that, you've made tremendous strides.
Yes, and I thank you for saying that. This seems to be what I'm learning. My follow-up question is, can you come back with a purpose, a thing that you're supposed to do, and can there be like dark forces that are trying to impede you from accomplishing this?
I don't find these dark forces very much at all. There might be spirits around that are not as enlightened. Just because you die doesn't mean you suddenly become enlightened or advance spiritually that tremendously. You go to the energy vibration that you're comfortable at. So you could have some sort of unenlightened or ignorant spirits around, but they can influence you, but they cannot force you or take you over. All you have to do is, through your awareness, learn your lessons. It's you. Oftentimes we project our feelings or our failings onto outside forces or outside agencies, and that's called a projection. It's not really something taking you over. That's really, really rare. But you're learning your lessons and you're progressing a lot. So you're aware, you had the regression, you're learning, you have an open mind. So I think you're doing it.
What would you have said, Brian, if you were able to chat with Edgar Cayce?
Oh, I would love that. Because here is a man who was really a non-believer in this, a very fundamentalist man, and would go into this trance state, not really sleeping, but sort of like it, and come back with incredible information, or able to transmit or know specific information about people. Their health readings were very interesting to me as a physician, but also the past life readings and the soul readings and a great deal about reincarnation. So when I was first discovering this with my patients, and there was very little support around, I didn't know other people doing this work, I thought, well, if there are other scientists doing what I was doing, they must be writing about it. But they really weren't much, because there was a great fear about their reputations and careers, and I understand that. But there was Edgar Cayce with all of those past life readings, and I thought, well, here's a man who came from a skeptical background. Mine was from a scientific skepticism. His was from a religious skepticism.
Right.
And yet his mind opened with his heels dug in, because here was this very healing information coming through him. The difference with me is that I don't do the readings. I just help people to have the experiences themselves. So I would love to talk to him. I would even love more to hypnotize him and read those records and ask these questions that you and I are asking tonight, because we'd have like a kind of a conduit into higher consciousness, I think, if we could work with him.
East of the Rockies, welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, George. Oh, you got a great show.
Thank you.
Now, I remember a reincarnation. I was killed in World War II.
Now, how do you know that?
Because I remember it. I had dreams when I was a kid.
This is all for you, Brian.
And this was just something. I tell you what happened. I just knew. We had in fifth grade, now I hadn't read anything about the Holocaust or anything. At this age, like 10 years old. And we had this teacher that, like, the last part of the hour before we went home, she'd tell us stuff to educate us. And she was saying something about Hitler being, you know, he was misunderstood, you know, he had a real bad mother and blah, 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 blah. And I went afterwards and I told her, you know, that wasn't his excuse. And I started telling her stuff about the concentration camps and stuff.
And I bet she couldn't believe what she was hearing.
Her mouth dropped. But I remember things, you know, that's real weird.
Yes.
I even went to Judaism for a while.
Yes.
To me, mm-hmm. Hebrew was easy to pick up. I don't know what I am right now. But I wanted to know, how does the karma, if our karmas affect each other? If you say we pick our parents, right?
Right.
What if somebody goes to parents, they had lost a child and they adopted a child, yet there was a lot of emotional and physical abuse. This child was not really wanted.
Right.
Okay.
There's so much in your comments and your question. It's fabulous. For one thing, children often remember past life memories. It comes up all the time. They don't even need hypnosis. Yours came out spontaneously. And sometimes when children are 3 or 4 or 5, as young as that, but even older, and they had no experience with this. They had no learning, not from books, not from television, and out it comes with in great detail that you can validate. And it this you could try different religions. It doesn't matter because you've been all religions. The karma thing, is, remember, it's not punishment. It's for learning. It's only if you learn. Now, I've done a lot of work with adopted children or parents who've adopted, and we found that in past lives they were together. So that's not a coincidence in itself. It's amazing. I know there are astrologers who find the same thing in charts. I don't work that way. But when they've realized that they've been together in other lifetimes, it's a bond of spirit. It's not only of genetics or of blood. But remember, the parents have free will too, as does the child. You don't choose to come into a life to be abused. The parents may be learning their lessons, and maybe they did not learn their lessons. They were supposed to not be abusive in this lifetime, and they're failing those lessons. But you don't come in to be abused, but that's the free will of the parents, and unfortunately that sometimes happens.
I've learned a lot of stuff. I'm a communicator trying to communicate things. Maybe that's my thing. I don't know.
It's a good thing because, you know, I love that you had that past life memory as a child. Now you know that you never die, because if you lived in World War II and you died then, and here you are back again now, that's amazing. And just think about what that means to you. That's your soul, the same soul in different bodies. You didn't die. Went on.
Do we just move around a lot or because I know I have one before that. And it's in my area.
You can move around or not. Sometimes people sort of hang around in the same place because that's okay. And if it's all the same, that's where they're more comfortable. And it's as long as they have to learn their lessons. But to me, it's like taking a college major. You're majoring in something, whatever it is. But you've got to take electives, too. They're required. And so even though you may have many lifetimes in one area or of one sex or of one religion, you've got to take electives. You've got to try out what it's like to be Chinese or to be in Africa or one of these other places, too. And those are your elective courses.
Dr. Bruce Goldberg said, I, in a future life, am a talk show host called Dexter Monterey. But in the past, who do you think I might have been? Brian?
I don't know. I didn't know he was doing psychic readings. But
yeah.
My way is you would
or psychotic readings.
Or I
in
don't
my
know
case.
What. Right. I think it's better when the person has their own experience, because then you really know. So if you went into the future and you found that person, that would be kind of cool. Then you would know. But for Bruce to say that, I don't know how much validity I would give that. Now, I work with a lot of mediums. I've worked with James von Prague and John Edward and John Holland and many of the people like this, and they're very talented. But they'll give readings, but they tend to be of communications, not of future lives. I think I would take that one with a grain of salt.
You mean I may not be that person?
You have a choice. I mean, you could be that person. You may not be that person. You may be, that's where we have the choices in the future, because even the future of this life is based on the decisions you're making now. So how much more future lives? And they can be changing all the time as you learn, as you grow. You might be someone far beyond that.
To the west of the Rockies line. Good morning. You're on Coast to Coast. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kent, Washington. My name's David.
Hi, David. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I have one question that I'll ask at the end. I wanted to relate the past life regression I experienced.
Sure.
Which was wonderful, and it's had a great, great impact on my life. And as as I went through the hypnotherapy, it was a self-hypnosis process, and it was a relaxation, a conscious relaxation process from the head to the toe. And by the time I got done with that, we were going down the road, and it was I was a mountain man in the Old West, and what I remembered was the moment of death, which I was attacked by a bear, and I was killed by a bear in the woods. And that goes to my question, which is, is that what we remember the most traumatic moment in our life?
Oftentimes, yes. Frequently, people go to the most traumatic moment, but they don't have to. And there's much choice in that, too, because when I'm doing this in therapy, if a person went back to a very traumatic moment, and it often is that, and the time of death is usually one of the more dramatic and important memories of a lifetime, you could just float above and watch from a distance, or go into it a little more, or not, and go back to it. This, to therapists, is called decathecting, or getting a distance from the emotion. So there are ways to do that without feeling really uncomfortable or without any pain at all. I would be curious if you had any symptoms in this life that you could relate to that past life death, such as where the bear may have attacked you, or fear of animals, or anything like that that you noticed you understood better or got rid of after that memory.
Well, there isn't, but the only thing I've injured myself in my collarbone. I broke my collarbone when I was younger, and I'm not sure if that has anything to do with it, but I also, in the Aleutian Islands in Alaska, I came face-to-face with an Alaska brown bear.
In this life?
10 feet away, and I was one of the two people that didn't run. And the other people ran, and the bear didn't do anything, but it was focused on them, and we just stood there, and then it went back to what it was doing. So I think maybe I learned my lesson to not run, maybe.
That would be a very practical lesson. How did you feel when that was happening with the bear in this life?
Very calm. Very calm, and more like I knew what to do.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Maybe that saved your life.
Right. And then through the regression process after this life, that life, then I was a ship's captain, a slave ship captain, and he ended up dying. He had a duel on a cliff. And he lost the duel, and I fell off the cliff, and I remember looking up at the people looking over the cliff and then walking away.
Very interesting. Any fear of heights in this life? Or?
No, I'm Mohawk Indian, and we're traditionally high steel workers.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite job, I was a merchant seaman after, this was 25 years ago.
Okay.
And then I ended up going into the Merchant Marines and then the Navy. And I was a navigator in the Navy. I was a quartermaster. And I immediately knew celestial navigation.
Oh, you took your old skills with you.
Yeah.
That ties into the lady that called earlier about learning Hebrew easily, because sometimes talents carried over from a past life are more easily learned in this life.
Have you seen someone like master the piano because he was a pianist in his future old, in his regressed life?
Yes, that seems to come more easily. And it's not always so literal, the same instrument. Sometimes it's just music in general. But I remember one patient of my wife's, and she's a psychiatric social worker. She learned how to do regressions also. And she had a woman who was after the regression, she was a court, what's that, like a stenographer?
Court reporter.
Court reporter, like a piano, but incredible speed, one contest, did carry over that ability with her hands.
I wonder if her little machine made music. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with final phone calls. Well, on our next Coast to Coast program, his name is Tom Van Flander, and he's a research astronomer. Richard C. Hoagland knows him well. We're going to be talking about some startling things that Tom believes happened in the universe a long time ago. Mars, explosions, you name it. We're going to talk about it on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, we're going to take your final calls now. Boy, this has been a fast night. Brian, you talk about past life regression. I feel like this. We've gone into the future with this show tonight. It's gone by really fast.
Flown by, I know.
So tell me about these sessions, these workshops, and where do you conduct them?
All over the world, because the interest is so high. And sometimes they're one-day events or lectures. Sometimes they're longer, like the Omega Institute ones are this is in New York and in Texas, a weekend, and then a professional training. You don't have to be a professional to go. A lot of people who just want experiences, because of 5 days when we're just doing regressions and teaching people how to do it, experiencing it, almost everybody has an experience, and it's just fascinating to watch. They just have to go onto my website. They'll see where I'm going. It's always places being added and changed, and I think that that would be a good way to experience it for oneself.
Okay, and you say through the CDs you really can teach yourself how to pass life.
Yes, it's very simple. As the one of the callers just talked about, any relaxation technique. So I have a CD that does the past life regression, one that does meditation, another one for stress. But the past life regression one, it's very safe. It's been out since 1988. And there's nobody has had an adverse reaction to it, because the worst thing that can happen is you relax too much and you fall asleep. But with practice, you start to, and it's not a one-time thing, you play it again and again as you need to, you start to go back in time, you start to have regression experiences or mystical experiences, and people have been able to heal themselves of, as I mentioned, physical, sometimes emotional symptoms, understand relationships better if they've been soulmate relationships. It's not that difficult, and it's very safe.
Let's
people don't have to be afraid.
Talk about
that.
Soulmates before we're off the air with you tonight. Let's go back to the callers. First time caller, good morning. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Yes, it is.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I have a question and a comment and a small story.
Okay.
My question is, I chatted with you a couple weeks ago and on the chat line thing.
Okay.
And
Streamline chat.
I was going to send you a charcoal portrait of yourself.
Right.
Did you receive that today?
I have not gotten it yet. Tommy probably has it. He screens my mail.
Yeah, I was in correspondence with him.
He didn't. He said he didn't get it yet. So.
Okay. All right. I was hoping you received it in one piece. You know how mail is. But anyway, I had a comment to Dr. Weiss. I just wanted to tell him that his book, Many Lives, Many Masters, really had an awesome influence on my spirituality, and I just thought it was a great book. And also my husband, he had a past life regression, and he found out that he was Peter, who walked with Jesus.
I was just asking if anybody had been an apostle. Okay.
Yeah, and that's why I called in. And he's got memories of it as well. He just amazing memories. And he has been the only person that has really clarified the New Testament for me. He's got just such an ability to interpret it. And last Christmas, my father, on Christmas Eve, my dad came over, and he passed out with a heart attack. He was on pills for his heart problem. And my husband got down and started talking in tongues and prayed over him. And when he got to the hospital, they found nothing at all.
Well, that's a pretty good healing.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah, and so he's found through this regression and finding out that he was Peter and starting to really remember these things, that he has been able to find out some information about his fears and phobias.
Did he ever talk about what it was like to be with Jesus? Did he remember that?
Yes, yes.
What did he say?
He remembers him being of a beautiful light, and he also remembers the time when he stepped out on over the water with Jesus' help, and then he doubted it and fell into the water. and he's got a phobia of fears about that, and also about being denying him there at the end when he was asked as Peter if he knew Jesus.
Three times, right?
All those things.
Yep.
It's amazing, because I remember, I feel like I was there at that time as well. I feel like that's why we were brought back together as a couple. And we are now going to start a website called theapostle.com that's going to discuss this type of thing. And we're going to maybe practice some of your techniques, Dr. Weiss, on how to do the regression. And we're going to put information on the website.
Good for you.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks a lot for listening to my
Okay,
story.
And we'll look for that picture any day now.
Oh, awesome. Great. Thanks,
All right,
George.
Thanks. Appreciate you being part of the program. International Line, where are you calling from? You're on Coast to Coast.
Hey.
Hi.
Good evening, George, Brian, and the rest of the world. This is Alan from Calgary, Alberta.
Well, hello there, Alan.
I have two quick questions. First, I'll go with the good one first. Have you ever heard of anybody being reincarnated with two souls?
With reincarnated with what?
Two souls.
No, not really, because it works the other way, where a soul can split and be in two bodies or more, simultaneous experiences. But it'd be odd to have two souls in there. But remember, the consciousness is, we're not talking about multiple personality disorders and things like that. That's something else.
Oh, I know. That's not what I'm referring to either.
Probably just one soul, but maybe something else is going on.
Okay. And my other question is, you don't happen to be related to Margaret Weiss of Dragonlance, do you?
No, but who knows? I shouldn't say that, not in this life.
How about an old Richard Weiss out of St. Louis?
No, but I have a brother Peter who lives there in St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
And I do have a brother, Richard, but he's living in Alabama.
All right, east of the Rockies, you're up on Coast to Coast. Hi.
Hi, I'm Robin. I'm calling from Pittsburgh.
Hello, Robin.
And I have a question and a story. My
sure.
two-year-old daughter, two-year-olds don't really talk. She told me a whole story about how she was a boy before she was two and how she was stabbed and died and gave me complete descriptions. And now she's 17, and I'm just wondering if possibly she's having stomach problems, if her past life is affecting her current life.
It could. She's only two?
She was two. She's 17 now, and
17.
She gave me the whole story about how she was a boy.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
Did you notice, just out of curiosity, if she had any birthmark or little sign?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she has. Like a brown mark on the side of her face, very light, but she's always noticed it.
Where was she stabbed, though? In her body, in the stomach?
She never told me. I assumed in the chest portion. I mean, she gave me the whole description about how she was on a horse, and she was in war, and she wore a ribbon from her woman and wanted to come back to see her. She was only two. How could she remember? She didn't even, she hasn't lived a life to tell me that.
There are thousands of children with documented past life memories where they've been validated. But the good news is that now she's 17, because if she was two, we couldn't do it. But at 17, you can have a regression. She's old enough and she can.
That would be wonderful.
And as a matter of fact, I know people are, if people go to my website, George, it's just brianweiss.com. We don't post the therapists that I've trained all over the world. And unfortunately, I don't think there's one in Pittsburgh, but we have them nearby. And she may not even live there. But if they request from my office the therapists that do this work, my office will send a list of therapists in their area.
Oh, I'm very interested because I told her daddy and the two of us just sat there with our chins on the floor. How could she tell me this whole story when she hasn't experienced life?
Because
and
children
I'm just
remember.
Wondering if that's maybe what's bothering her. Her pains and ailments are possibly from a past life, not
well,
the current.
If it is, then she can be helped.
That
I would do
would
this
be
before I would do.
I want her to be a happy girl.
Yeah, well, she has the opportunity to do this. I would do this before I would do exploratory surgery or anything like that.
Right, and that's what they wanted to put a probe down her throat to check her stomach, and I thought, you don't want to do that.
Just last week in one of these groups, there was a woman in Canada scheduled for surgery. She had a fever for the past 3 months and abdominal pain under the ribs on the right side, and that disappeared during the group exercises.
It is amazing, though, how these past life injuries or tragedies filter into your other life.
It might have something to do with just when the body is being formed, that wound is like an energy wound. It's still there. So this area still has its weakness. And if it is from a past life, the 17-year-old can be healed without the surgery. I'm not saying she will be or that it is from a past life, but there's a good possibility since she was remembering when she was two And usually when children remember, and that's spontaneously, not using hypnosis, there's a great deal of validity to that. So I would definitely look for a therapist to help her before you go off and do surgery with all of its possibility for side effects and complications, especially at age 17.
Let's go to our next wildcard line. It's your turn. Good morning. You're on Coast to Coast.
Oh, hi. It's Jacqueline calling from Toronto.
Hi.
Hi. I was wondering if you can help me. I was listening to a program one evening, Doctor, and there was an astrologer on, and she related the fact that when you do reincarnate, which I believe in completely because I've been regressed and I have had many lives, and she brought in the fact that we also reincarnate through the various zodiacal signs, going all the way through the wheel however many times we need to, and also saying that the Piscean lifetime, which is the last, you know, sign in that chain where we have all of the other aspects of all the other signs in us, makes it a very, very difficult life, and that quite often that lifetime is often your last lifetime on this earth because it is so difficult. And I was wondering what your opinion was on that.
Yeah, right up to the end, but I think so, because I remember when I first was doing this work, an astrologer, a very famous one, came to see me because I guess she thought she could trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't believe in astrology at all, but she took my birth information and did a chart and knew a great deal about me through that. And it was kind of a mathematical thing that got my attention. And also, how could she know all that?
Absolutely.
So then I started looking at it more, and I learned a great deal more. And I think there's a lot to it. I even wrote an introduction for a book by Jean Avery years ago called Astrology and Your Past Lives.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever a psychic says, though, it's going to be your last life, be careful. Because
yes,
you can still create karma or something to bring you back here.
Yeah, and also, may I just say one little thing, just a little warning. I dated someone and loved someone in this life that I had dated in a past life, and don't ever do that if you're still holding a grudge.
Well, there's the soulmate thing.
I would agree with that. Hey, thanks for your
That's
call.
Right.
Next up, our next wild card line. Your turn. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
I'm doing great. Hey, George, how you doing?
Good.
Dr. Weiss, is that right?
Yeah.
How you doing? This is Patrick from Virginia. I kind of just got a couple comments and a question, I guess. And my first question is going to be like, does it come easier to some people than others? I'm a police officer working midnight shift, and I deal with a lot of people in a lot of different situations. And sometimes, yeah, I run into people that I can almost visually see that they're, you know, they have a different feeling or they have a different presence about them, and it's almost like they don't belong where they're at. And even sometimes they've made comments like they don't know what's going on or why they're caught up in this type of environment. And I just wonder if maybe these experiences are trying to come back to them and they don't realize where they're at or how to, you know, navigate through that.
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes it comes much easier, as a regression can come more easily to one person than another. But what's interesting to me, it's a personal thing, is that last week during this training, we had a police officer from Nassau on Long Island. Was one of the best students that I've ever had. He just picked this up so quickly. And he's very psychic, and he was telling me about other police officers. One is a medium. It's unbelievable. I don't know what's happening with the police, but this is a very good thing.
Well, so, I've always thought it was a noble profession, so maybe we've worked our way, you know, up the line or down the line.
Absolutely,
you know,
maybe up the line.
Oh, and my second question, this may seem a little trivial, but why, if we are to learn from each life and move on and to a, you know, a greater existence, a greater light or whatnot, why aren't we retaining, and why isn't these past experiences more accessible? And I mean, not to seem comical, but something like Quantum Leap, where, you know, you move into the next life and you remember everything in the past and you know what your objectives are currently to move on to the next stage. Why
right, that's a great question. That's not a trivial question at all. And I don't know all the answers to that, because why do we even have to come here and be born and go through this? If all we have to do is learn, why can't we just learn on the other side? But here we are in this school learning these very difficult lessons. So I'm not sure. I think one reason we forget past lives, but as you're hearing, more and more people are remembering, and children are remembering. But I think one reason we forget to see if we really learned the lesson. Because, for example, you learn to not be violent because you had a an 18th century life when you were very violent and you got kind of, you regret that, you were punished for it, or something like that. But if it's in your heart not to be violent, if it's in your heart, that's the real lesson. Not because you were punished, but because you know more now. Does that make sense?
Yep. Thanks. Let's move on to our first-time caller line. You're up. Hi there.
Hi, good evening, guys. First of all, I'd like to say thanks a lot for the show. You guys kept me awake up the I-5 from L.A. on a late-night drive.
Excellent.
Terrific, terrific show. The question I had for our guest tonight was that, you know, you indicated earlier that it seems like many, if not all, of the people you've interviewed in the past have had at least one or many past life experiences. And with today's population where it is and having there be more people on the planet than have been on the planet and have died on this planet, I'm just curious how this could be.
Well, the numbers thing, we touched on this really early in the show, and you might not have been listening yet, but it was the concept that this is not the only place where there are souls, this one planet, this one school. Souls exist in many dimensions, whether physical places or non-physical dimensions. And also souls can split and have simultaneous experiences. So that accounts for the numbers. This isn't the only place. So, for example, like you have grammar schools feeding into junior high schools, which feed into high schools. So you can say, where do all the students come from? They come from other schools, and students can transfer schools. Now, I think a new soul to this planet, not new in the terms of age of the soul, because all souls are ageless, but new to the earth, would probably not start in Los Angeles. It's just too complicated. They'd be in a kind of agricultural, rural area, you know, trying to figure out what is this, how do plants grow, what are these things, strange things, people like. It wouldn't start out on I-5 in Los Angeles. So this is not your first time, I would guess. But there are some newer souls here on this planet because they're coming from other schools, other places.
Brian, we're approaching the end of the evening, so I want to give you the opportunity again to mention where the book Same Soul, Many Bodies can be obtained.
Yes, I think, you know, Amazon is a good place. Bookstores would have them, but they tend to run out.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
It's a good thing.
I should be so lucky when mine comes out.
It's a good thing. Unless you want it, you know, they never order enough, then they always get sold out. So definitely these books are in bookstores. But Amazon seems to have, like, better planning or an endless supply. And you can get it within a day or two. So bookstores or Amazon or through your website, that's hooking into Amazon. That's a very good place to get them.
Great. Brian, thanks again. Always enlightening to talk with you.
Thank you, too, for the opportunity, George.
You take care of yourself. Dr. Brian Weiss. For Steve Carr, Dan Galante, Wayne Roberts, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesure, Ross Mitchell, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell. I'm George Norrie. So that list gets longer and longer. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. I'll see you on my next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.